USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The New York City Medical Examiner says Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in his Manhattan jail cell. The autopsy released today determines that the official cause of death was suicide. Dr. Cyril Wett is a forensic pathologist. He reacts to this news.
I want to hear more. If they tell me he hurled himself down, fine. But if they're telling me that he was just kneeling down and he broke the hyoid bone and the cervical vertebrae, no way, with all due respect to the fine forensic pathologist there at the NYC and medical examiner's office and my colleague who is an observer, I'm sorry, I do not buy that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and stocks are rallying at the end of the week as the Dow gained 307 points to close at 25,886, the NASDAQ up 129, the S&P gained 41. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
New York is vowing to give cops more resources after a night police officer commits suicide. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
New York's Democratic mayor is pledging all the help needed by the New York City Police Department after nine police officers commit suicide since the year began.
We are going to do everything conceivable to help officers and to stop this.
Mayor Bill de Blasio there, the eighth and ninth cops to kill themselves, did so this week.
Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar both wanted to visit Israel. Now, Tlaib was told she could visit her mother as long as she did not say anything negative regarding Israel while she was visiting. She said great at first and then now came back and said thanks, but no thanks. This has lawmakers on Capitol Hill reacting, including Republican Senator from Arizona, Martha McSally.
Both Omar and Tlaib, their actions and their words have been dangerous.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the United States continues to work out a trade agreement with China, how are farmers being affected? Well, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem joins Fox News and shares how her state's farmers have been affected by what's going on regarding the United States and China and tariffs.
Agriculture is our number one industry, and we are coming out of 4 or 5 years of very historically low commodity prices. Plus, this year in South Dakota, we've had our largest natural disaster in our state's history. We have been flooding since March, and it's been very damaging to our state. So that piled on with some of the trade discussions that are going on have been very difficult for our farmers. But I'll be honest, in modern history, I don't remember a president that's talked about farmers more than this one. President Trump, we know, cares about farmers. He's fighting to get them better access and more fair treatment in these trade agreements. And our farmers want him to win.
The governor also shares why she's a fan of getting a deal worked out with Canada and Mexico.
You know, what we need to do is get the USMCA agreement ratified. That sets a huge precedent and puts a lot of pressure on China. In that agreement, which is the renegotiation of NAFTA, we do some big reforms. I was in Congress when this was worked on for the last 2 years and worked with the ambassador to make sure that we had a more level playing field. We have big wins in that agreement for agriculture.
And week two of the NFL preseason continues on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.